Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. We're going to touch base with Kirkland Crawford from the Detroit Free Press in about 10 minutes or so. And we'll also talk to Dan Kilbridge, Spartan Tailgate at 10:30. But right now, I want to talk about kind of a sad story in baseball. And it's not sad like somebody died kind of sad story. It's not sad like somebody's in jail kind of sad. But the way this player ended his career, in my opinion, does not do justice to the impact he had on baseball and the impact he had for so many teams. And I'm talking about Gary Sheffield. If you didn't read Gary Sheffield calling it quits, he's retiring. And the first thing that might come to your mind, which came to mine, was I didn't know Gary Sheffield was still playing. I thought he had retired. Okay? And so if you felt that way, you're not alone. I mean, I knew he was with the Mets in 2009, but I kind of thought he had faded off and was just like, yeah, I'm not playing anymore. I thought he had retired. So to make a retirement announcement like that kind of made me sad, because it makes me think, and we're going to talk to Kirkland Crawford about this, it makes me think he's retiring not because he wants to, but because nobody's interested in his services. And if that's the case, this is a good case of somebody who got out too late. Okay, because I look at Gary Sheffield, and when Gary Sheffield was in his prime, when he was with the Marlins, when he was with the Dodgers, with the Yankees, Braves, he's one of the only five hitters in Major League Baseball that every time he stepped up to the plate, whether he was, if he was on the Yankees, I was excited and I thought something great was going to happen, or if he was on another team, I was nervous that something bad was going to happen. Okay? I put in that list David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez in their prime. I put in that list Albert Pujols. And I put in that list Barry Bonds. And then Gary Sheffield is the only five people, every time they swung a bat, I assumed the worst was going to happen. I assumed that ball was gone every single time they stepped up to the plate. And I'm afraid, because of the way Gary Sheffield is leaving baseball, that people are going to forget that he was the best player on the 97 Marlins team that won the World Series. That he was the best players on the best player on the New York Yankees. Okay, despite A-Rod playing as well as he did with the Yankees, Gary Sheffield carried that lineup. Okay, I'm afraid people are going to forget that he was a good outfielder as well. He had a good arm. He had an accurate arm. He was a good defender. Gary Sheffield was a great player. Now, is he Hall of Fame caliber? I don't know. You know, because we talk about Hall of Fame all the time, and I always say, in my opinion, to be a Hall of Famer, you've got to do it year in and year out for so many years. And I look at Gary Sheffield, and I think he did it very close to year in and year out. Okay, I look at his stats from about 1992 through 2007, and you're looking at a guy that did it year in and year out. That's a long span, okay? That is a long span for you to be doing that kind of stuff. And so to me, for a guy who's over 500 home runs, am I right about that, Scott? He's over 500, is he not?
Who?
What? I don't want to get that wrong. Who? What? What are you talking?
Sorry,
I know you're cutting over there.
I'm working,
Gary Sheffield, Dave. Over or under 500 home runs?
Over.
I thought so. So for a guy who's over 500 home runs, for a guy who played in the league for that long, and a guy who, in my opinion, was that impactful in a lineup, in my opinion, I think he's a Hall of Famer. But I can see where you make the argument the other way. But I'm saying right now, from what I remember about Gary Sheffield, he was one of the 10 best players in the league for a solid 10 to 11 year period. And when you are that good for that long, I think that deserves getting in the Hall of Fame. And I think it's just a shame that he's leaving the league this way, because he won't get the recognition he deserves until 5 years from now, when he's up for a Hall of Fame inductee. So, kind of a sad story with the way he's ended his career, but I think you've got to give credit to Gary Sheffield. I mean, he contributed to Detroit when he was with Detroit. He contributed to the Yankees, Atlanta, Dodgers, Florida, won World Series championships. He was a good player. And so I think we should remember Gary Sheffield as that. I know we're talking about him like he's dying, but he's not. He's just, his baseball career is dead. Now, that being said, I understand there's a steroid situation involved. We'll talk to Kirkland Crawford about that and what he thinks about it. But I think he's a Hall of Famer. Coming up next, Kirkland Crawford, Detroit Free Press, will be with us. We'll also talk with Dan Kilbridge around 10:30 about Michigan State, Illinois. And we got plenty of Michigan State, Illinois coverage coming up. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.